This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the social media platforms I'm not on, well, TikTok, I'm not really on TikTok. I'm not on Snapchat. And I think the reason why is I'm just too old. It has some great features, but most of everybody on it are my kids and my kids' friends and all that. And so, yeah, I do have friends on there. It's just I'm just too busy. But if you are my age, middle age, right? You guys could look it up. I'm not going to tell you my age. Everybody knows anyway. But still, if you're middle age or Gen X or baby boomer, you might want to keep an eye on what your younger kids or nieces or nephews or even grandkids are doing on Snapchat. Because they have access to My AI. It is the app's built-in artificial intelligence chatbot. It was first released as a paid feature in February, according to Fox News. It's a chat companion, and the bot can offer gift-buying advice, planning trips, suggesting recipes, answering trivia questions. But people are using it for mental health support. That could be a problem. One My AI user wrote on Reddit, "The responses I received were validating, comforting, and offered real advice that changed my perspective in a moment when I was feeling overwhelmed and stressed," unquote. They say, quote, "It's no human, but it sure comes pretty close and in some ways better," unquote. Now, where that makes me nervous as a doctor or as a parent is, what if you have somebody who's contemplating suicide, but they're not going to say that. And they're in a situation where they dated somebody and that person is going to post their nudie pics or videos online. And they're thinking to themselves, if this is going to be everywhere, then I won't be able to continue living. But they go to this AI saying, how bad is it? Or what happens to, well, naked pictures? What happens to, you know, what? And they say, naked images are sent all over and they would last, you know, forever and in this and, you know, very difficult. And because they're not talking to a human, they're like, okay, well, basically they said my situation's hopeless. Well, no, they didn't say the situation's hopeless. They just answered your question directly, maybe with a little empathy. But if you're going to base a decision on whether to live or not, that could be dangerous. So individuals coming to see me as a patient, you know, I've learned to realize that their question is not always their real question. So they would ask something or ask for something. And, you know, a doctor that has time and has compassion and will care will kind of look at the why and say, you know, is everything all right? You know, is this, you know, how's this going? How's this going? And then they'll find out that it's a whole different other scenario. And so, or if somebody did have something tragic happen to them, from a breakup, are you okay? You know, there's ways to deal with this. There's, you know, authorities, there's ways to, you know, address it. There's, you know, it is going to be okay, and get in there for some support. So if AI is not going to think like a human, and these individuals are going to be trusting AI or going to Snapchat they could be sadly making decisions about their future or even suicide. That's not good. Let's say somebody is thinking about using marijuana. And rather than asking, look, will my use of marijuana become addictive? Will I become dependent on it? Could it make me sick? What if the question they ask is, well, you know, is marijuana good for you? Well, AI goes, oh, there has been medical applications for seizures, medical applications for glaucoma. They're studying it for COVID. And there's, you know, and so, the, you know, now I get it. They could Google those same answers. They can. But sometimes when you Google something, you do see multiple articles, multiple opinions. AI will only give you one opinion. That's concerning. One AI user said the replies are super nice and friendly, but then you realize it's not a real person. It's just a program, just lines and lines of code. That makes me feel a little bit sad and kind of invalidates all the nice things it says. So even though doctors think AI could help support overall mental wellness because we don't have enough providers, we can't have people getting love and affection and compassion and empathy from fake things. We need to be around others. Now, I get it. Many of us have reaffirming messages that come up. That's been going on for since I think maybe the 90s or maybe even before then. I think there was a Saturday Night Live skit where you could be listening to a tape and you could have these reaffirming messages. You are beautiful. You're strong. You're smart. And there is there are benefits to having messages around you that are more positive as opposed to negative. But if this AI is pretending to be an individual who knows you and is your friend, that just gets creepy to me. The tech is going to get to the point where some psychiatrists, such as Dr. Ryan Sultan from Columbia, says it could simulate an interpersonal relationship more and more. Some people may start having an AI as a predominant interpersonal relationship in their lives. Now, we're already moving towards that with sex robots. Some individuals they're just too expensive for them to be out there and that. But individuals are, you know what? I spend less money and I don't have in-laws. I mean, you have individuals that's what they want. But for kids, we can't go there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I've noticed in my patient population is STDs are rising. It is, I would estimate maybe 20%. We have CDC estimates looking at syphilis rising 32% since the pandemic, 27%, I believe, chlamydia and gonorrhea. So STDs are rising. And we keep hearing over and over again, right, wear condoms, use condoms, get yourself checked out. And unfortunately, I'm having patients call in with burning when they pee, with testicle tenderness, with discharge, with, and, you know, did you get screened? Oh, no, it's something else. And Well, they're asking, some aren't even bringing up the below-the-belt sort of things. They're saying, yeah, I need a Z-Pack, I need doxycycline, and they're getting it. I've seen doctors are giving it to them over the phone for colds and for bronchitis, but they're using it maybe to treat an uptick of STIs. Now, because we're not examining patients on telemedicine, this stuff is, I think, just going under the radar. And so I think we have a couple factors. I think there's a few reasons why we have STIs on the rise, which is very debilitating. STIs can cause infertility. It could cause scarring. It could cause pain. It could cause death. And we stillborns, we don't underestimate that just because we could treat an STI, that it could be dangerous. And now that we have a population that doesn't go to the doctor or go to the medical office or see a nurse practitioner or PA, this growing population of individuals that don't go in, they're going to the phones. Now, some of them are honest. They're saying, look, I slept with somebody. After I slept with somebody, something doesn't feel right. I think I have an STI. But once they do that, they learn that we tell them you got to go in and get screened. We can't treat you over the phone. So the second call, or what many individuals are doing, is they're calling in with other symptoms. They don't want to go to the urgent care. It costs them money. It's expensive to go to the urgent care now. Many Obamacare plans, it's expensive if you go to the urgent care. It's expensive if you go to the ER. There's a 4-month wait to see a primary care doctor. So they will call up, and they'll say they have something else. But they're like, I'm allergic to everything else, but I can only get these antibiotics. So the doctors are falling for it. But then you have other individuals that don't know they're having an STI. So they have sex. They get some burning a few days to weeks later. Some might call their mom. Their mom goes, sounds like you got a UTI. If you had sex, you probably have a UTI. They call up saying, hi, I think I have a UTI. So over the phone, they get an antibiotic. Does anybody check the urine to see if you have a UTI? No. I understand telemedicine is now helping save millions of lives, and we are staving off kidney infections and urosepsis by an over-the-counter UTI or by an over-the-phone UTI service. But I'm telling you, I don't think a lot of these things are UTIs. Then you have individuals call back saying it didn't work. The antibiotic didn't work. And I go, have you had sex recently? Yes, that's why I thought I had a UTI. How do you know it's not chlamydia or gonorrhea? Are you having any vaginal discharge? Well, yeah, but I thought that was just because I had sex. Can you please go in and get seen? So if individuals aren't going in to be seen, it's too expensive, it's not convenient for them, and they want to use telemedicine because it's a $0 copay for some of them, and their insurance, it is no wonder they're not getting treated. Now, another issue, right? People will say, well, gosh, why aren't people using condoms? Just use condoms and you won't get an STI. Do you guys know how much condoms cost? Have you looked? Now, I haven't bought condoms before I was married. But, wow. All right, let's take a look at some of these. The Trojan Sensitivity Ultra Thin Latex, 36 count. At Walgreens, $29.99 plus a $5.99 delivery charge. We're talking a buck a condom. Trojan latex condoms lubricated extended pleasure. You know, maybe these, maybe married people should try these. These sound interesting. Huh. 12 condoms, $11.49 from FSA with $7.99 delivery. Now, hopefully you go in. Trojan G's are being sold on eBay for $9.99, but that's only 10 condoms. We're talking a buck a condom. Trojan Magnum. Now, those are a little cheaper. They're 36. These are the large size. I can hear you guys go, yeah, okay, that would be what I need. 36 condoms, $22.95. All right, so what, 80 cents a condom? But I'm looking at a bunch of these. Get this, Durex, extra, extra large. 12 condoms are $14.95. That's over a buck a condom. Okay, Trojan Extended Pleasure for $3.24. There's something called Hot Rider. Okay, this is weird. They have one condom, Okamoto Rilakkuma Love Love Hot, and they have teddy bears and a bee on them. Okay, that's odd. I don't know if I would advertise condoms with that. Oh, there's grape-flavored condoms, a three-pack, and it has grapes on the package, $2.01 with $1.44 shipping. But here's some interesting things here. Wow. You could even customize them. So anyway, I don't know what the average, condom, shall we say, price is, but in most stores across the United States, but just on Google, you're looking at about $1 a condom. Well, if somebody has a lot of sex, that costs a lot of money. And I'm also blown away at how many individuals aren't using the condoms. You know, I'll say, are you sexually active? Yes. Protected? No. That's okay. No, it's not okay. You forget. You know, just because we might be able to treat gonorrhea, although there's drug-resistant gonorrhea and chlamydia pretty easily, syphilis could be with you for life. HIV could be with you for life. Hepatitis could be with you for life. Herpes will be with you for life. You really want to get that? But for a sexual encounter that may last only 2.5 minutes, some people don't think it's worth the dollar. And I believe some people are misusing them or reusing the condom. You bet your butt. We have a generation of recyclers. It's all about the Gen Z have grown up when we need to recycle. Everything has to be recycled. You don't think they're recycling the condoms? They aren't going to work then. Obviously, we have a problem because we have over 1 million women a year requesting abortions. And if they aren't rape or incest and they're unwanted pregnancies, there's no surprise that we're also having a rise in STDs. Because when people get pregnant, either the condom's not working or the birth control's not working or they're having unprotected sex. And if condoms, we're being told that condoms have risen anywhere from 12 to 22% on up since the pandemic. All right? And I know there's a lot of places that give out free condoms, but you don't get a lot. You know, you don't get a whole bunch. You know, and for some individuals, they have busy weekends. Okay? Me, a box would probably last, you know, a good year back then. Now, no. So, we really need to rethink what's happening here. And, yes, we do have to educate. Now that people, you know, sex education, I don't know what's being taught in sex education now in the schools, but I don't think there's a primary focus on STIs like there should be. I mean, when we had sex ed in my school, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, they just scared the hell out of you. And that was, it wasn't that they were promoting abstinence. They were like, look, guys, this is what you need to look out for. You got a canker sore, or you got a shanker, or you got a boil or blisters, this stuff, you got to go get seen. And, you know, you saw that famous picture with the, oh, my gosh, with the yellow discharge. It's go get taken care of, use condoms, scare the hell out of us as kids. Now sex is different. So we really need to, you know, increase awareness. We need to tell individuals that if at all they, you know, mess up and they have an unprotected sexual encounter, they have got to go get screened. And for everything, gonorrhea, chlamydia, trich, syphilis, hepatitis, herpes, HIV, all that. Because they could turn around and give it to somebody else. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Senate Democrats launching a new effort to better compete with China.
Speaking on the issue, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say.
There is no reason our two parties here can't come together and send a strong message that we're united in this pressing national security effort.
Schumer also said lawmakers are preparing a new package of legislation in the coming months to enhance U.S. leadership. Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China to deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan and block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Another whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden, when vice president, sold a vote to a foreign entity when making policy. A bankruptcy filing may be coming as soon as today, this one from the Christmas tree shops. Ironically, they used to be owned by Bed Bath & Beyond. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak often about atrial fibrillation because millions of men and women are affected by this. But what we don't realize is
women are actually twice at risk of death compared to men. And I don't think we speak enough about atrial fibrillation. And as May is Women's Health Month, we want to highlight not only breast cancer, endometrial cancer, and other things below the waist. We got it above. We got to talk about the heart. So joining us next is Dr. Samil Osa, electrophysiologist and chief of cardiology at Ascension St. Vincent's Medical Center, and Kathy Foster, who's a 55-year-old atrial fibrillation patient and president of the Broach School in Jacksonville. Dr. Osa, Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Wow. Well, we are so grateful for everything, you know, you guys are doing and spreading the word. Dr. Osa, we'll start with you. Talk to us about atrial fibrillation and why women are often misdiagnosed.
So atrial fibrillation, as you know, is the most common heart rhythm disorder in the United States. Over 6 million people currently suffer with atrial fibrillation. We basically have a variety of symptoms that we associate with atrial fibrillation. Some of the most obvious ones are palpitations or a feeling like a fish is flopping around in your chest, your heart's racing or skipping around. That's probably the most easy to recognize. However, there's more subtle symptoms such as shortness of breath or just a feeling of fatigue, swelling in the legs, things like that that often people don't correlate with atrial fibrillation or any heart disease. The problem is women tend to have those less obvious symptoms. So they don't always have the palpitations that you associate with atrial fibrillation. Secondly, they also tend to minimize their symptoms. They have a lot of other people depending on them. They're taking care of a lot of other things and kind of ignore their own symptoms. So not only do we see AFib at later stages in their disease, that advanced presentation makes it harder to treat the atrial fibrillation. Also, the longer you wait to diagnose atrial fibrillation, the higher your risk of stroke. Patients with atrial fibrillation have about 5 times the risk of stroke as the same patients without atrial fibrillation. So if you go undiagnosed and not placed on the proper medications, your risk is dramatically higher than somebody that has been placed and diagnosed on diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and placed on the appropriate medications. So unfortunately, women fall into that category that they just don't get diagnosed soon enough.
Mm-hmm. So true. I had a patient in training who was diagnosed with globus hystericus, and upon follow-up, finally somebody looked a little deeper at what was going on with her heart and found out she was having atrial fibrillation. And so a sensation in the throat could even be a symptom. It's, you know, and luckily we don't call it globus hystericus anymore, because I think I would get a little hystericus if they did that. Kathy, you're with us, and Kathy, you can attest to some of these symptoms. Talk to us about some of the symptoms you experienced.
So for me, I went to lunch one day, and upon leaving lunch, my heart just started racing out of my chest, and I attributed it to possibly drinking too much caffeine at lunch and the tea I was drinking, and the symptoms were just so great. My heart was pumping, and my Apple Watch starts going off and saying I'm getting a high heart rate notification, and it was scary. It was really scary. Mm-hmm. So I already had a cardiologist, so I said, all right, let me make an appointment with him. I got an immediate appointment like the next day and went in and was diagnosed with AFib.
No. And, you know, I love that you brought that up. Many individuals will tell me that their Apple Watch tells them they're fine, their oxygen's fine, their heart rate's fine. One thing that Dr. Osa can attest to this is if you don't get the ventricular beat with the atrial fibrillation, you might not get that pulse. And so you're lucky that your watch picked that up. But oftentimes when people are going boop, 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 rather than getting that ba-boom, ba-boom, sometimes this tech might not pick up the rhythm.
Correct. You know, there's more specific tests and sensitive tests that basically get a single electrical signature of the heart. The iWatch does it. There's other technology out there that also does it, but you specifically have to actually see that electrical signature in order to diagnose atrial fibrillation. Often AFib doesn't occur at a high heart rate, and if it's at a normal heart rate, the iWatch may not pick that up. So I think you can definitely miss some things. It is a good technology, and I think we're at the beginning stages of using that to really, diagnose AFib in a much more effective and widespread manner.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have treatments for AFib. Talk to us about those.
So we always start with medications first. We see if we can use the medication to control the symptoms, as we did with Kathy. If that fails or if the patient doesn't tolerate the medications, which often is the case, we very quickly move to catheter ablation. Catheter ablation is a minimally invasive procedure where we use a tiny tube called a catheter, insert that in through an IV in the leg, thread that catheter up to the heart, and we can actually cauterize the specific tissue that's behaving badly or causing the arrhythmia that's called atrial fibrillation. And once we eliminate that abnormal tissue, the rhythm is restored in the heart, and that can be almost immediate in patients such as Kathy, that as soon as we're done with the procedure, their AFib kind of goes away. Once we're done with the procedure, all the catheters come out of the body. The patient lays flat for a few hours, and then usually within a few hours after that, they're able to go home. So they're able to go home the same day of their procedure, and within a few days can begin relatively normal activities and get back to their lives.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, me as a physician, I'm blown away at how amazing catheter ablation works. But being on the patient side of things, it's got to be a little scary. And, you know, Kathy, what went through your mind when you went through the treatment options? You know, to me, I'm like, this is great. It's going to work. But you're like, you guys are going to do what to what? But it did work. Talk to us about what you were thinking.
Yeah, so when I went to that first appointment with my cardiologist and they explained, okay, we can do these medications, and then if those don't work, we just do this catheter ablation, which it wouldn't be me, it'd be an electrophysiologist. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want anything to do with my heart. I'll do the medications. Tell me what else I need to do, and that'll be fine. And so, because that's just, it's scary. It's a very scary thing. And so, eventually, the medications didn't work. I had to get referred to Dr. Oza. We tried some other medications and ended up having to have the catheter ablation. But in the meantime, you know, this happened over a period of time, almost a year, in doing research, talking to Dr. Oza, getting information online, like at getsmartaboutafib.com/radio. I also had a friend I found out that had it many years before. And she said, oh, look, it's not a big deal. It sounds scary because it's your heart, but it's really not a big deal. And she's like, I got instant relief from it. Mm-hmm. So I was to the point where I really didn't have any other options, and my symptoms were becoming more severe because they were complicated by some other medical issues I had going on at the time. So it became a no question, we're going to do this. And it was life-changing for me. I literally walked out of the hospital after having the procedure done and didn't have AFib again, and it's been 3 years.
I love it. Well, congratulations.
That's amazing. You don't very often get a procedure to get instant results with seemingly no recovery time. You're just, it's fixed.
Exactly. Dr. Oza, Kathy, how can my listeners find out more information?
So, you know, obviously your doctor would be a great place to start if you have a regular physician or a cardiologist. However, online, there's a lot of different resources available now. GetSmartAboutAFib.com/radio is a great website. It offers you information, general information about atrial fibrillation, the causes, the treatments. But not only that, it actually can direct you to a physician in your area that specializes in atrial fibrillation.
Wonderful. And we thank Kathy. We thank Dr. Oza, BioSense Webster. Thank you guys for spreading the word. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Dr.
Take care.
Dolly.
All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So on the economy front, things haven't been looking too good, right? We've had, at least another bank fail. Interest rates have risen to try to stave off inflation. But as a result, U.S. home listings and sales have plunged. We are being told 21% during the month of April. The number of listings apparently dropping, down 31% from 2019. We used the 2019 figure, I guess, as a benchmark before the pandemic. In April 2021, home listings were up 41.5% over 2019 because, remember, in 2021, people who had to be locked down in their 400-square-foot apartment were not liking it. And they were like, if I got to turn my apartment into my work office, into a daycare, into a school, to homeschool, I'm going to need more room. So home sales soared in 2021. If you remember, though, mortgage rates were cheaper. A lot of us could refi, get our rate down to the 2.75%, maybe less. Now mortgage rates are over 6% since September 2022. Experts suggest that those high mortgage rates are deterring new buyers who don't want to be stuck and locked in to 6%. Remember how these loans work, and I don't think it's going to be popular for somebody to say, you know what, if we're going to wipe off student loan debt, why don't we wipe off everybody's home and mortgage debt? People are asking for that. If you're going to wipe off student loan, why not the mortgages? But just not enough money for that. So you put your down payment down and you have to borrow the rest, that gets locked in to 6%. Trying to refi is not easy. When you refi, it costs money. When I was younger with my husband, we were talking about the higher interest rates at one time. I'm like, well, we could always refi. Let's just get in. We'll do an adjustable rate mortgage. Well, what if you can't? So the number of homes under contract went down 23%. The median listing price for a home was $430,000 in April. Okay, well, that's ridiculous. Who could afford that? Up 2.5% from a year ago. So there are fewer homes available to buy, so they're more expensive. Less demand or less supply means more demand. And for buyers, well, they're probably thinking, you know what, it's just cheaper for me to stay put. In April of 2023, 12.2% of listed homes had cut their listing price. Homes had stayed on the market for an average of 49 days during the past month. I have a friend of mine whose house has been on the market now for 9 months. Yeah, people aren't buying. The other thing, too, also is people don't want to get screwed. You know, it's interesting. You know, one of you had reached out a while back saying, what do I think about Las Vegas houses and would I buy in Las Vegas? So me, I love living in Las Vegas. Gosh, I do. You know, so much nature, so much exercise. We got the mountains. We got the skiing. We're still close enough to the coast. I could get to L.A. I could get to Santa Monica Pier in 3 hours and 45 minutes, as long as I don't get pulled over for speeding. But it's nice. You know, it is really nice. And so we look at our homes as sadly rising in price because a lot of Californians are able to pay the top dollar. So Californians sell their home, they come to Vegas, and Vegas homes, I think, are higher than they should be. I love the desert. I love our schools. I love our parks. I love being near the resort corridor. Love being by the nature. But I mean, there are million-dollar homes in the middle of the desert. That's kind of, you know, and it's desert. It's a beautiful desert, but I am seeing California prices today in Vegas, well, California 10-year-ago prices. That's a problem. So individuals now looking at, well, wait a second. I'm moving for a job. How do I know I'm going to keep the job? We've got this recession looming. You know, would I recommend anybody buying a home in Vegas? Well, that depends. What's your job? If your job is stable, well, why not? But if your job is not stable and you have a chance of losing it, I don't know. And I know this back and forth is frustrating because some of you are trying to rent apartments. And renting apartments is ridiculous. Look, I got two sons. I've had two sons who I have supported living on their own. You know, they would love to live on their own. But when we looked at what it would cost, it just didn't make sense. And since I'm never home and they never see me, you know, I have no problem with that. Even though for me, it was such a learning curve, you know, supporting myself when I was 18. I wanted my kids to have that. But no way, if their apartment and cable and Wi-Fi and computer and all that is going to cost over $2,000 a month, no way. My kids aren't making that. So I can't urge people to go and spend money on apartments, which are also grossly, I think, grossly overpriced because of what happened with the eviction moratorium, and a lot of landlords got screwed with renters not paying rent and then destroying the properties. Not all of them did, but some did. So many of them are like, you know what, if I could charge higher rent, I'm going to do it. So what do? Where do you live? So here's the thing. If you think you're going to have good credit later and can refi, it's an option. The problem with having good credit, I told you what happened with us during the Great Recession. I had perfect credit. Never missed one payment. Credit was so awesome. The Great Recession was going on. It did not end in 2019. We wanted to get a line of credit in 2012. And we went to the bank going, look, just in case, I want to make sure we have it. Because I want to pay my staff. Obamacare is killing us. And we were denied. And we're like, wait a second. I'm a doctor. My husband's a chiropractor. Right? Two physicians. Perfect credit. You won't give us a $100,000 line of credit? We have good credit. They said you do now. But with this recession, you might not later. I'm like, are you kidding me? So you could have good credit and a bank will turn you down because they don't trust you. Not trusting me, Dr. Dahlia, just in general. And two doctors aren't enough to, and maybe they knew, maybe it was a little bit before 2012. Maybe they saw what was happening with Obamacare and said, you know what, all these doctors are being screwed. So what did I end up doing? Well, I mortgaged my house to pay my staff. You know, money wasn't coming in, not because, you know, people weren't coming in. People were coming in. We were busier than we ever were. But insurance went from, rather than paying the doctor, saying patient owes deductible. Patient has a $10,000 deductible, they still owe. They haven't met their deductible. So when you go to the patient, are you paying? They said no. How were patients paying if they were losing their jobs in the recession? So by 2016, I closed up. I could have probably lasted another year or two. But no. Went to teach. It just didn't make sense. So don't always expect, I wouldn't get yourself caught in a higher mortgage rate, because what happened to us is it didn't matter how good your credit was, people just don't trust anybody anymore. So, where to go? Well, honestly, I'm nervous just as you all are. I can't tell you how many people have reached out saying, I can't retire, and even when I get old, I won't have money. What do I do? Well, we're supposed to have Social Security. Medicare is supposed to cover our medical. But do we have long-term care in the bag? No, we don't. Do we have a hospital bed with our name on it? No, we don't. Do we have a house that we can afford and live in? And, you know, it's interesting. Remember with Hurricane Katrina, people were asking, gosh, is it better to pay off the house or to have a mortgage in case you have to leave the house? Well, people in Palestine, Ohio, I'm sure they're glad they didn't pay their houses off in full. So I'm not this isn't a money show. Listen to Dave Ramsey or other money shows, you know, for that. But I hear you. I understand it's stressful. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.